Today's meditation is based on the playful practice in Rodney Yee's book, Yoga, the Poetry of the Body. So first, get settled in your comfortable sitting position on the floor or in your chair. Ground your legs solidly. Think of the sand pouring into them so they're heavy, yet malleable, solid, yet comfortable, connecting you completely through the floor to the earth. Begin to notice your breathing. What does it tell you today? A little tight, relaxed, loose, happy, anxious. What does your breath tell you about how you're feeling today? And as you notice your breathing, begin to be aware of your torso, your abdominal area expanding and contracting with your breath, your rib cage opening and closing as you breathe, your spine moving gently in the motion of your breath. Your torso becomes lighter. You're able to sit taller. Your head, chin, face all relax into your breath and into this moment. Rodney Yee's practice, the playful practice, asks us to think about where we play. Playing is a way to gain different perspectives. So as you move through your day, try on new ways of moving, of breathing, and of thinking, as you would put on costumes from a dress-up trunk. Use different gestures and bigger movements. Be more animated. Express more with your hands. And when you are walking, swing your arms more, sway your hips more. Be playful with your breath. Take a deep breath every so often. Try holding your breath as long as you can, or try to breathe as quietly and as minimally as possible, as if you were hiding from lions. In conversations, listen deeply to the other person instead of arguing your own point of view. You already know what you think. Or take someone else's point of view just to play with some new ideas. And when you practice yoga, let your mind take different shapes, just as your body does. Can you play with your body-mind, with the way you are used to thinking about your body? If you think you are tight, be flexible. If you think you are weak, be strong. If you think you are afraid, be courageous. Start by pretending, playing. How do small children play? Wholeheartedly. From the playground, you can hear it all, their shrieks of laughter, their shouts of anger, their tears of sadness. So why not play that way too? Why not feel everything wholeheartedly? As you sit in the next few moments of quiet, let these ideas soak into your mind. Where might you play? Where might you choose to put on a different costume for the day? Just to see how it feels. Where can you be wholehearted that maybe you haven't been lately? What would play bring to your day? Why not feel everything wholeheartedly? deep breaths, open heart, soft mind, generous spirit. All of these go together. All of these allow you to play, to be wholehearted in the work that you do, to engage fully with yourself and the people around you, deep breaths, and an intention and an idea to take into your day of playfulness. Take care.